It's more of a whatever.
You guys.
Those two.
So there's some creative tension, shall we say.
Yeah, it's interesting. Last year was really fun. Like, it was Giacomo and Alana. They were doing fantastic. And he and I were somewhat, like, scrambling there, mostly because of me. Like, she, of course, had done it, like, really good, and I was kind of learning, so she had, like, a handicapped partner.
Handicapped partner.
And so it was, like, they would always do better. So, like, at one point, it was no competition. But then towards the end, we picked up. So it was fun.
And then you kicked some ass.
We did.
That was the adult form?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. I don't think you're seeing anything somewhere. Mm-hmm.
But this one, like, I was really surprised. Because I did it yesterday morning, and I was like, well, this one was fine. I mean, my reaction to it.
There are actually a couple of, there's some that you guys are way off.
Maybe you think those are the ones that, like, did it? Kind of.
Yeah. Like, no, item two.
Kind of, but I have not
Yeah, I was going to say. In case your arguments get physical, I don't
want to see. You want to be in the middle.
See, I was hoping you'd stay there to prevent them from
that's true.
Hurting each other.
Be a buffer.
So, item two, therapist comments on the child's nonverbal behavior. For example, body posture and gestures. Now, Sylvia said that was a characteristic of this session. And Leia said, absolutely not. There was nothing in there about repetitive, problematic, nonverbal behavior. So duke it out. Round
I
one.
I pushed it up. I mean, in my opinion, it's not a 7. It's more like a 6-ish. But I had to push something up, so I did. But I think I was thinking about her spinning in the chair. Like, the Cheyenne fell off the chair because she was spinning so hard that totally fell off the chair.
She was, like, leaning on it.
Yeah, she was, like, leaning on it like this, and I, like, flipped over. And she made some comments about how, yeah, now we know that maybe spinning in the chair is not, like, the best thing to do, or, like, I don't know, some other comment like that. And that's, so I don't think it was that characteristic of the session.
I have no idea why I put one to that.
Yeah, I don't know what. I think I must have had an example. I don't remember. Can we talk
about what happened in the session again?
Yeah. So Cheyenne had the baby doll, the baby Cheyenne.
Oh, right, okay.
So the baby Cheyenne, and she was
dirty and she was washer. Mm-hmm.
And they didn't really want to talk, like, I thought, like, Cheyenne was avoiding the poop topic. Because she was dirty and stinky, and why would baby be stinky instead of, like, pooping herself? And, but, I think...
Because her mom hasn't washed her.
Hasn't washed her. Yeah, that's true. And, but, Nina was trying to go there, and she didn't want to go into pooping, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And, they talked about some important stuff about, your mom. You missed coming with your mom. Are you going to do your mom? Mom. Lots of mom. Mm-hmm. You've been doing this Cheyenne thing, baby Cheyenne thing, for a few sessions now.
The cleaning.
But
I don't know why I haven't done that. So I'll go with
you. You would say 7?
It
was characteristic of the session?
I would say probably 4. Like, I don't remember the 4 or 5.
Okay. Soul. All right. So we continue item 10. 6 and 1. Fairly large discrepancy. Child seeks greater intimacy with the therapist.
Do you have a key to, like, all the rooms and stuff?
Yes, why?
She wants to get
in
the library.
I was just going to look at a book in
the library.
Sure.
But it's locked.
What is here?
The library?
Oh,
so this is what
you guys do in
library.
That's what they call a library. Haven't you seen it? There's so many great books.
Really?
I'm so excited for break. Yeah, there's a lot of great books.
And now that the semester's over, she can just read whatever she wants.
There's one of them that I've been eyeing for a while. Thank you,
I'll be right back. All
right, sure. We also gonna have like a dartboard and a lounge room, which I think is
going to be
perfect. We're going to, that's what Pam said. And I think it's going to be an asset of the program.
Maybe ski ball.
And you're going to put up like pictures of hated faculty?
That's another thing we could do. And see who gets the most holes.
Right.
And that's another way of evaluating the faculty, a less formal one.
Yeah, there you go, the most holes.
It works, like the one that has the most holes. Not like
that. Evaluation time. It's a projected test.
It's a projected test.
Absolutely.
CBT people have the bullet, you know, the...
Or you can put up like CPQ cards. And if you're not sure, just throw the dart and wherever it lands, that's the number you put down.
That's it.
Yeah, someone asked Dustin and I today, why don't we cheat on the Q-sorts? Yeah. We're telling them about what we do here and they're like, why don't you just cheat? That would be so much faster. And I'm like, I wouldn't even know how to cheat. Like,
you mean cheat like sharing answers?
Yeah.
With your,
like, I've made jokes about that before.
I don't know how we would do
I've
it though, like, because we couldn't put the same answers because that would be obvious. Yeah, you'd have joking. To be like, okay, he said this, so I'm going to go like two cards up, two cards down, and it would just take too much time.
Well, that's what I've thought. I've thought of before, like, why don't people who are doing a study, like, cheat to try to get themselves, like...
Oh, I'm sure people do it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean...
Couldn't you get, like a huge study published, like, based on just trying
people to... People fabricate data. Before.
It's called fudging data, yeah.
So can you lose your license over that?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
But who would find out?
Well, that's the problem.
Of cheating.
It's a matter of ethics, but it's
yeah.
It just defeats the whole purpose, really. I mean,
if you're a scientist, your idea is finding the truth, and if your idea of finding the truth is like getting published,
mm-hmm.
Some people just like to be published.
Then you're kind of like.
Well, yeah, especially if you're under pressure, let's say you're coming up for tenure
mm-hmm.
next
mm-hmm.
year. And you haven't published anything yet. If you don't publish anything, you're not going to get tenure. And, you know, you've got a family to feed.
And it's off by, like, a few points, then you're, like,
mix it up.
You just sanitize it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Ah, it's significant. Now I can publish it.
Yeah.
But then you never know, like, if they're going to like it or not. I guess you can submit it.
Well, you have a much better chance of publishing...
If you've
got significant findings and non-significant findings.
Okay.
The file drawer problem.
Yes.
If you get non-significant findings, it goes in the file drawer somewhere, it's
right.
Less likely to get published because it's not very interesting to
right.
anything. Or to find the absence of something.
But Jill's good at telling you that everything is important. Like in her class, she's like, but even if you find non-significant findings, that could be a very important thing because it might mean that you're
If you get non-significant finding, it's not going to affect your passing.
Okay.
It's not going to affect that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what are we going to decide here? Child seeks greater intimacy with the therapist.
I actually was pretty surprised of how much she was responding. She was not avoiding as much. They got to talk about the mom. They got to talk about things that normally Cheyenne has no intention to touch. And I thought like she was not, I mean, what do I have? Six, yeah.
Leia was one.
I mean, I think it was like,
involving her in the play, with the baby, whatever, the phone calls and all that. And she was also like at the end using her phone so that someone, you know, trying to get closer to her or
Well, were there instances in which she tried to avoid or keep her distance from Lene? You can ask the opposite.
Maybe I was thinking, or maybe it doesn't deal with this item, but I remember the Lene was the mom and the babysitter, and Cheyenne was the, babysitter, as well as the babysitter was Cheyenne. Okay. And I was like thinking like the mom was like this bad character, but maybe the item doesn't really deal with this item so much. Like whatever Lene's character was within the story was like the bad. She's the mom. She's on vacation. She doesn't think about the baby. She hasn't watched the baby in days. And
Lene is the mom.
Lene is the mom. But I don't think it's still. This is like negative feelings. So
I'm sure we're different. But I don't think it's not positive.
Yeah. Mom's on vacation.
Okay, I got there was a baby. The baby was dirty. I just didn't. I guess I didn't pay attention to what they were saying. Like, as far as like what the game. I mean, I got there was a mom, a babysitter, a baby that was being cleaned, and I just didn't understand. But that one was not bad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably
not
a lot. Maybe
we'll
say four.
Four. That's good.
I haven't heard anything from Lene about these last three videos, but we're getting pretty close to running out.
All right, you want to email her again and CC me?
Yeah.
And express to her the urgency?
Yeah.
And then if we'll let it, I mean, actually, we're not in too much danger because we're taking a couple of weeks off.
Oh, okay.
So we won't be back. We aren't meeting again until
7th.
Right, the 7th.
Okay. After this, is it?
Yep, till the 7th.
Okay.
So we're okay.
Yeah.
But I agree, you know, we need to hear from her. You know, we're doing her a huge favor here, and she needs to help us a little bit. So, all right. Thanks for letting me know.
Mm-hmm.
18. Therapist is judgmental and conveys a lack of acceptance. Six for Leia, one for Sylvia. So Leia, you felt she needed a little bit judgmental, maybe a little lack of acceptance. Sylvia felt not one shred of judgment or lack of acceptance.
I don't think she ever does. I thought she was going to talk about, she's very like, talking about, you know, difficult or whatever. So, about your mom, your senior, and then she said other things like, even when she was talking about maybe you felt that way, you felt dirty maybe coming into session today, and that's why you, the baby's dirty and all that. And she was being very, like, even though she was saying these things, it came across to me that she was not judgmental. So, of her potential feelings. So that's why, usually I put it in two, but this time, like, I just put it back in one.
I don't know, I think maybe I was thinking about when she sort of got up, like, when Cheyenne fell, like, off her chair. I don't know if this is the example that I was thinking of, but, like, she seems kind of like irritated, like, why?
Like, she wants to leave or whatever. No, I know, but like, I thought she was being more protective of her. Like, the client just fell off the chair.
Right.
In a big, bad way, because she was, like, with her head over here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, I felt like, I also was like, oh my god. Yeah. Like, because it looked like she, like, fell head first.
Right.
So, I mean,
I know that I'm being really, like, side of argument, really worried because I'm having trouble remembering. But I know that there was like one example. I guess I would say like five, but I wouldn't say I wouldn't say what one.
maybe that's one when she said, like, now we know that we don't need to do that around
yeah.
the chair.
Yeah, some, I remember there was one example.
Well, one swallow does make a summer, so okay. I would put it in uncharacteristic, but maybe not a one. Mm-hmm. How about a three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that sound
yeah.
reasonable?
Okay.
All right, so we've got 35. Child self-image is a theme. That's Sylvia in 7, Leah in 3.
About the dirtiness. Like, maybe you felt dirty when you came into session. So maybe, which is an interpretation, but I think it's also like talking about how she felt about herself.
Well, there's the association with the dirty. It's like, oh, so like, how do you feel like when you're dirty? And she's like, or how do you think the baby feels? We can see they're angry and sad. So, and then like when they do, maybe you feel dirty sometimes, or like you're dirty. And then you come in, and you already have to get clean. But I didn't see it like as a self-image, like in terms of like how she felt about her.
But that would count as self-image.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You feel dirty. That's the image of oneself is dirty.
I guess so. I was thinking of it more in terms of like as a metaphor for her feelings, of like anger, rather than like feeling like defiled. Or, you know what I mean?
Well, we don't know exactly what Lene meant because she's not here. But just based on if she said, "You must feel dirty." Immediately, you put that in the self-image pile.
Okay.
Now, of course, if she said only once, then you have to figure out whether, you know, is that salient enough to place in a characteristic pile, even though she said it only once. I guess you'd have to figure out, like, in relation to all the other items and the context of what was going on in the session at the time, was that a very important critical moment in the session? In which case, it would be characteristic.
Yeah,
of the
I guess I just didn't see it as like a self, like in terms of self-image. Like I was thinking about it more in terms of like being good at something or bad at something or feeling good or bad about the self. But I didn't feel like the dirtiness sort of had that connotation. Like it was more like angry or like not cared for.
Yeah, but she said you are feeling dirty. You feeling dirty. Now, dirty, not physically dirty like you need to take a bath, but you're feeling dirty about yourself.
Something wrong with you.
The image of you is dirty. I mean, that's...
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's kind of a slam dunk. The question, though, is how characteristic is it if she says it only once?
But it was like a very salient part.
In terms of the baby, and the baby's name is Cheyenne, the baby doll. So, it was pretty salient, I guess. If we're considering the self-image, then yeah.
Like a button?
Yeah.
All right. So, all right, so that's Sylvia's rating. To
63.
So Sylvia put it in 7 and Leah put it in 2.
About the mom.
Child explores relationships with significant others.
And when they were in the car and she couldn't get me in.
That was with her grandmother.
Oh, but I mean, yeah. So that thing with the grandmother and like how they told her like, well, another block, and she ended up peeing her pants in the cab. And then like the mom, how the mom doesn't want to be present.
Yeah, I get like, when I was struggling to make the connection between the mom and the story and her real mom being on, like being on vacation. She's like, my mom's not on vacation. My mom's not away. I get to see her mom really. And when I was like trying to say like, I know, but like it's kind of like she's on a vacation and she doesn't get to see her mom that much.
I just feel like Cheyenne is like sort of like deflecting it. Like, I'm not angry. I'm not dirty.
But
what if she wasn't? I don't think we're sort of exploring
that. Well,
I see
what you're saying. Like, I would probably like maybe like put it down like a kid. But I think she was like talking about mom, and she was like talking about how like. Like she said things. Like I think those.
But was she expressing some kind of curiosity about the relationship with the mother? It can't be strictly talking about the mother.
Yeah.
That's not enough to make this item count.
I feel like whenever the mother or the father is brought up, like it's mentioned, but it's never explored. You know.
You know, she says. My mom and I are going to the grocery store later on after the session, and we're going to buy X, Y, and Z, and then we're going to dinner. And then I'm going to bed, and she's going back to her place. This item doesn't count.
Okay. It's like parents have talked about, but that's not...
That's not the same. There has to be some kind of curiosity expressed. You know, I wonder what my mother thinks when she's not living with me or she doesn't see me. I wonder what she thinks about me.
And when they try to make that connection with your friend, it's like, you don't get to see your mom that much, and you feel sorry to do it, you don't get clean, and she wasn't really exploring the work.
No.
She's like, I'm not doing it, like, I get to see my mom. Yeah.
Okay. Bye. Okay.
Five. Okay, so Sylvia only moves down 2, and Leigh has to move up 3.
I mean, I'd say 4 or 5.
Like 4 and a half.
Like a 4. Like
4 and a half.
I don't see any curiosity within that.
Maybe 4.
Yeah.
4.
Yeah, the way it sounds, I mean, I might even consider a 3.
No.
With it, the way you guys are describing it. 68. Real rather than fantasized meanings of experience are actively differentiated. What's an item we don't usually talk about?
I think it has an uncharacteristic.
3 for Sylvia, 7 for Leah.
I thought they were not differentiated because in the beginning there was something that Lene said. No, something that Cheyenne said and Lene didn't. Something to do with like the play. Like I'm like bigger than me. Something along the lines of the play. Like something like the roles that they have in real life and in the play. Mm-hmm. And they didn't say anything like, you know, she was playing the mom or whatever. She didn't say anything about I don't know, she could have said something like, do you wish it was your mom? Da, da, da. And that's like differentiating, but she just said, okay, so I'm the mom and you're the girl. And that's
the reason why I put it in 7 was because, like, again, with like Lene, she was trying to find similarities between the play and the real situation. And Cheyenne was like, no, I'm not dirty. I do get to see my mom. My mom's not on vacation. Like, I thought that Cheyenne was sort of, even
she
though the baby's name was Cheyenne.
Well, it sounds like Cheyenne is actively differentiating.
Yeah.
Well, then that would count. It doesn't have to be the therapist making that. It could be the patient, too.
So it counts as characteristic.
If therapist or child notes differences between child's fantasies and objective reality.
Cheyenne was.
She's
yeah,
the child.
Right. So Cheyenne was like, doing it upside down. It's just like I always picture this item in terms of like the therapy saying, okay, that's fine, but you know that's not true, right? But it's true, like she's doing the other thing around. She's like saying, no, that's not true. Well, okay.
There's no similarity at all. Look, reality is very different from the play. Look.
Yeah.
That counts.
Okay, then I'm on. Definitely, I completely did not.
Does this item have to be so explicit? Like I always wonder, like sometimes when they will say something like Cheyenne will, like in one of their ruptures, Cheyenne will finally say like what happened that made her mad. and she'll say, like, well, you said that you hated me. Like, clearly that didn't happen.
Right.
She never says, I hate you. So that's sort of
no,
like
she
a
says,
fantasy.
I love you, actually.
Right. So that's sort of a fantasy, and sometimes Lene goes with it and goes with the fantasy. Sometimes she'll say something like, Cheyenne, is that really what I said? Like, so is that sort of...
That counts.
I guess it counts, but it's not so active.
No, it's not hitting her over the head.
But it is.
But
saying,
it's drawing
like,
attention to...
Or even just a simple Cheyenne. Like, with her, an eyebrow
yeah.
raise, like, that's kind of like a...
Yes.
Asking her to differentiate. Right?
Yes. It's a very mild form of reality testing.
Okay.
And that's
yeah.
what this item is all about. It's a reality testing item. Can Cheyenne test reality in the situation? Or is her anger so tangible that it distorts the real aspects of the interaction? And I would guess that Cheyenne is able to test reality, right?
Cheyenne was real harsh in this session, like calling her stupid and old.
Yeah.
Like,
she got mad at her
I
again.
Was thinking
I mean,
like
you know, something is always going to happen to make her mad. And then,
I was thinking,
know,
like, at what point do you like have to
smack
have
her around?
Stop and be like, you know, you can't. Can't say that. She didn't say, you know, say you can't.
In a different kind of therapy, you would. Like, you would, like, totally, like, remove attention from the child if they're talking to you that way. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You would, like, even end the session. Like, where I work sometimes if the child's, like, being that rude, like, we'll just, like, end the session because it's
really?
Too... Yeah, because it's too...
gratifying.
Attention, gratifying your need for attention. So if you see, you know, if you do the functional analysis and you see attention is what they're trying to get, then you say, look, if you're going to be that way, then we can't meet today. Hopefully tomorrow you'll have better behavior and then I can meet with you. So, you know, I guess it's more like a choice of orientation.
Yeah.
I've never ended a session, but, you know, I work with Jeff first, so that's more my inclination. I would
mm-hmm.
ride with it.
Yeah, yeah.
See, our goal is to try to understand where this is coming from, like what's making this child at this particular moment in the session devalue me.
Yeah.
So rather than ending the session or punishing the child mm-hmm. for expressing these feelings, I would try to make her aware of what she's doing. It seems like right now you feel the need to devalue me, and I wonder whether you're devaluing me right now because I said this earlier in the session and that made you feel angry.
Yeah.
See, it's the understanding that we're trying to convey rather than punishing or removing gratification or whatever. We're trying to create understanding.
Okay.
So it's a difference in orientation.
Yeah.
But Cheyenne is a difficult client.
Absolutely.
As a first client, like, they picture my child playing. She's like the sweetest little girl and she's always happy. She's always like, whatever I suggest, that's going to be good. She's
well, see, that's her pathology.
Yeah.
Right?
But it's easier, you know, like for a beginner
sure,
therapist.
Sure, absolutely.
Know, when you don't know what you're doing and
right.
the person's always okay with it.
When a patient's taking care of you, it feels great.
You know, and she's always like, whatever, going along with whatever.
Yeah.
And it's true, that's very much her problem, like, because that's what she kind of has to do to get her mom's attention. But
exactly. She has to be good.
She has to be good, and that's what she does, but... for me, it's a lot of life.
Right. For Cheyenne.
Stupid, so, like, if your client tells you that, that doesn't help.
For Cheyenne, she has to be bad to get people's attention. And people's sympathy. So.
I do feel sympathy.
75. Interruptions, breaks in the treatment, or termination of therapy are discussed. Sylvia 7, Leia 3.
They talk about when the year's going to be over and you're going to have to say goodbye and how is that going to be?
Oh, it might have been because I think, she's like, I can't imagine what it will be like. And then the conversation kind of ended. So I saw Cheyenne is avoiding that.
But it was talked about. Like, he talked about it for a little bit, and then she didn't cut it. But that's why it's not unknown. But it's like, I think it's
well, how about if a lengthy break in treatment due to summer vacation is mentioned in passing, but neither child nor therapist pursues the topic further?
So a question was posed by Lene and Cheyenne avoided it. She's like,
that'd
I can't imagine.
That'd be uncharacteristic. In passing.
That's what a problem with reliability is. I think because like I might be prone to seeing things as avoidance and it's mentioned, but yeah. Talk about whereas you're like, let's talk about it, therefore it's characteristic, and that's like where it's hard like trying to decide whether it's characteristic or completely in the other direction. You know?
Yeah, that's why I was always not that good probably because you have this.
I haven't thought about it before. That's really a problem with the Q sort, because like if one of you guys had said neutral, then neutral would be really wrong in this case, but your reliability would have been better
right. If
one of you was neutral, because it would have been better with your 8 or whatever it was, and better with
your 3. Yeah, but those, you're right, but those issues...
They're both right, kind of.
But those kinds of problems, they balance each other, they
really
balance themselves out.
Minimal. Because that's really interesting. I never thought of that way, that you could have good reliability and one person be really wrong. Better reliability than like both of you are right. It's a way of, you know, perception.
Also, ultimately, what we'll be doing, or what Linnea will be doing, is taking the mean of your scores and the mean of your scores as being the scores used for the analysis.
So is she comparing her sort to whoever's the mean sort of that per session?
Yes.
So how is there's a mean between each of us? So like if one person said a 6 and one person said a 4, then it's going to be like more of a 5?
Well, it's here, 75. That's 7 and 3. So the mean there would be 5.
Mm-hmm.
Between 6 and 5, the mean would be 5.5.
Okay.
2 and 4, the mean would be 3. 8 and 6, the mean would be 7.
So
9 and 8, the mean would be 8.5. What's that?
Everything becomes neutralized.
Well, all the errors become less problematic. That, I mean, that's the thing.
Oh, but I mean, I'm saying, but like neutral has a meaning in the story. Let's say, for example, it wasn't talked about. It wasn't important in this session. It's not like avoided, and it's not characteristic. It's not relevant.
Right.
So if she has a 3 and I have a 7 and the mean is a 5, then Linnea would be working with the coders said that this was irrelevant.
But it may not have been irrelevant.
But it may not have been relevant.
Right. That's true. But
I guess
let's say
the most extreme discrepancies get neutralized in that way. So
right.
Like if you set a 7 and you set a 9, then it's gonna be an 8, so then you're gonna get an extreme score anyway. But if like you guys are way off, that's going to be neutralized. So all the bad reliability items
it's
going to
be it's
going to
be diminished.
The good ones are going to sort of stay right.
Yeah, let's say 3 and 7, and let's say the true score, if there is such a thing as a 7. Okay, so we're going to be assigning a 5. Well, a 5 is better than a 3. Not as good as a 7, but it's better than a 3. So it
increases the likelihood of a match between Linnea and the average, because the average is always going to be a little more likely to match with Linnea than any one.
No, I mean, what if Linnea put a 9?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sure, from a 3 to a 9, I guess, yeah.
It just seems like a lot of the things that are extreme on here will be canceled out, so a lot of things that were relevant.
Well, okay, so then what you do is then you standardize the scores so it's based on the standard deviation rather than on the actual absolute score.
Okay, that I think would work better.
Yeah.
Not that I understand much, but just like the idea of the standard deviation seems to me that it fixes the issue.
Yeah.
Or this much understanding of the statistics that I don't have.
I guess I was just wondering, like, if you're looking at pretty minuscule changes over time, which are sometimes important, that the neutralizing effect might hide those.
Well, if they're so minuscule, then how important are they, is the question. You want to see significant changes or differences. So, all right, that's 75, right?
Agree that Cheyenne avoided it.
It sounds to me like she did.
Okay.
So just remember, Sylvia, when something is talked about just in passing, and it seems as though both parties are moving away from the topic sooner than they should, really. That's an avoidance.
Okay. I guess it's hard for the ones that are interaction questions when, like, Lene is not avoiding it, but Cheyenne is. Who do you blame more heavily? The one that's avoiding or the one that's addressing? Because these interaction items don't specify child or therapist. It's something something was talked about.
I
well, Lene wants to
happens.
Talk about it. Cheyenne doesn't want to talk about it.
I guess that's
well, that's
what
an avoidance on Cheyenne's part.
So you weigh the
child avoidance.
Child more than
the therapist?
Well, no. I mean, whoever's avoiding, that's avoidance.
But the other one's addressing it.
The avoidance trumps.
Okay.
I guess that'll help. Because I think, like, the difference between me and you is that I'm an adult therapist, and I look at the adult in the scene more. Like, I naturally, like, listen to, and that's what I was telling you about the game, like, the play. It's like, I pay attention to what, in my mind, is, like, the therapeutic meaning of that play, and I put myself into Lene's shoes, and I didn't remember who was playing who in the play. You know, and I don't do it on purpose. It's just like, if I have an adult and a child in there, I naturally go to be the adult. And I think you naturally probably go with the child, and it makes sense, the child session. But I think that's that. And I'm not saying that I'm right, I'm just saying that's just probably when I, you know, have to think about it, I just go like, oh, Lydia was really trying. Characteristic.
No, I think whoever's avoiding, that's what's trumping things.
Okay. That'll help, because Lene, because Cheyenne avoids everything all the time.
Right.
Yeah, right. And I think that should count a lot. And maybe that is a problem.
Yeah, I completely
problem.
Agree. Because we had this conversation about avoidance
every
week.
We know that it's relevant,
week.
We just think it's relevant in opposite directions.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We never have, like, we always agree on it being relevant.
Right.
Yeah. That's a good one that we figured out.
Child is demanding.
Number
83. Got Sylvia in 4, Leia in 8. Child is demanding.
Oh, I mean, I guess I said, like, it in terms of, like, okay, now you're the mom. Go get your bags. Put on your bags. Walk this way. Remember how she was like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, that's within the context of the play that she was kind of, like, demanding. Oh, go get, let's go get the bath. Like, we need the bath water.
Yeah,
yeah.
And, you know
Yeah.
I mean, my experience of watching Cheyenne all last year is she's an incredibly demanding child. I didn't watch your particular session, but it doesn't take a lot of mental effort for me to think of Cheyenne as being demanding.
I always have demanding high, but this last session I don't think I did. She really didn't demand too much.
I thought it was a little bit high in this session. I don't remember what it felt to me.
I guess I misconceptualize it, because I always picture it demanding as asking.
6 was Laura, and Dustin was 5.
Oh, okay.
So you're right.
So
right.
Yeah,
so
I
said,
she
like
wasn't being as annoying as usual.
Thing
but she
that.
Did ask to change rooms, and they had to go to the big room. She wanted to change
That's
rooms.
True.
That was like
that counts. So what are we going to do with this? What do you guys agree? 8?
Yeah.
All right. 100. We're going to get out of here. Therapist draws connections between the therapeutic relationship and other relationships.
But this one says therapist.
The transference item.
That's like the one about, she said, what about Kia, Miss Kia?
No, I agree. Mine should be a characteristic.
Oh.
But it's
not. It's 2.
It's 2 for some.
6 for Sylvia.
Maybe the therapist avoided interpreting it when it should have been interpreted. Are you guys doing the same thing?
Do you think ever of 2 or not as being on the wrong side? Because I sometimes do that.
Dyslexia?
You meant to put it in 8?
Yeah, coding dyslexia. Like,
that could be a real problem.
Yeah.
No, just dyslexics allowed on the coding.
Well, I used to do that, actually.
You just screen for dyslexia when you hire coders.
Yeah, really, a screening tool.
No, dyscalculia. This is dyscalculia. Yeah.
Start counting from there.
Maybe I'm trying to figure out why I have a tail.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know why, but maybe I do vaguely remember bringing up Kia, and she said, tell Kia, Kia, and I miss her. But it wasn't like brought back into the mother. The mother's on vacation, the mother's away, the baby.
Well, this doesn't have to do with, this isn't transference in the sense of only parents. This could be a connection between the therapeutic relationship and any other relationship. Kia would count. This isn't just about the mom and dad.
I mean, there wasn't any connection made there. It's kind of just like, can you call this Kia and miss her?
Don't put something out in the area of the question. It's scary for me. There are things for something that may be a problem. Does it be a
Also, this is a therapist item. So for the patient to say something doesn't count. The therapist has to make a connection. Did Lene make any connections between her relationship with Cheyenne and any other relationship?
The thing that I was like, I think this is might be what I was thinking about, how when she said, like, can you think about, like, when we terminate, like, and that's going to be like, and she was like, oh, I can't imagine what it'll be like. I feel like I saw there was like a connection between the story of the mom, mom's on vacation, the mom's away, the baby feels abandoned and angry, and there was no connection to the baby. You can't think about it because it's upsetting to you, maybe you see me as someone your mom, not be away.
She said that?
No.
She didn't say that.
Oh.
That's why I'm saying that.
Well, I would agree with it too then.
Like, it seems to be so much like in line with the story plot in terms of the mom's away on vacation, the baby's dirty and unwashed and angry.
Yeah, but the therapist has to say it. The therapist has to bring it
all
together.
That's why I'm saying it's avoided.
Yeah, I'm saying, I think okay. I think it too makes sense
yeah.
to me.
Okay.
All right, so Sylvia, pay attention to this avoidance idea, because
okay.
I think that's going to improve you guys' reliability.
Okay.
I mean, really, you guys only have, each team has only 4 sessions left to code, right? Meaning 7th, the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th is our last, isn't January 28th our last day?
We have 4 each, or are there 4 videos total?
That is,
how many videos are there?
I'm not sure.
There should be 8 left.
And 4 each.
Huh?
Not including the ones that we're missing?
Right.
Okay.
That's good.
I haven't counted them, but
I think that's what we had. What
yeah,
we had.
I think we
we're on 11,
yeah.
And I think
this is
12. I mean 12, and I think there's 34 videos.
Right. So there's 17 per team.
Mm-hmm.
So 17 minus 12 is 5, but there are 3 that aren't good. So right. So about 4 apiece. So, in the last 4, if you could think about that issue,
yeah.
The avoidance.
No, I have 2 quick questions.
Yes.
I'm doing my resume for externship, and is coder a researcher for your position?
Sure.
And I just said coder, like, because you know how you put like the position first, and then you say what you did,
yeah.
And I put coder.
Sure.
That's good. And then I said. I don't remember what the adult one was, the acronym.
The psychotherapy PQS. Process Q sort, which is known as the
PQS.
PQS.
Mm-hmm.
Process Q set.
Thank you.
I can set it to
you. Okay. Process Q set. And then when I say coding meetings, I just say coding meetings.
Coding team meetings.
Coding team meetings.
Yeah, we're a team.
Coding team sounds good. Word team always sounds good.
We're always a team.
In a resume.
Well, it looks like you can work in groups.
In a resume, the word team always goes.
Yeah, and also
the
team meetings in the hospital.
That's
true. Right?
Yeah, that's why
so
the word
makes
team
it sound a little bit like that.
Always good.
Yeah.
So when you do your resume, you kind of notice all the words that are all they're good words.
Yeah.
See, they're thinking, oh, she has experience in team meetings. Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's exactly
she's hired.
The same.
Yeah, right. It's
but
exactly
it's
the same.
So, she's going to be great at working here.
Yeah.
Doing the resume is the most boring activity on the planet.
I put it off so long, but then when I do it, I'm actually always, like, excited by it because...
Happy holidays.